the rest of the story. Harold was destined for success, it seemed. His father, a wealthy financier, had given him everything, sent him to the finest schools. Later, the young man became interested in journalism, even wrote a book. And now he was promoting his own magazine called The Big Issue. Personally, Harold had never been too keen on reminiscing, so it startled him that December day when an eerily familiar-looking man walked into the office headquarters of his magazine. Could it be, he wondered, could this be George? The same George with whom he had attended grammar school more than 40 years ago? Well, clearly it was. Some change over a lifetime, almost different people, but the decades had left George's face very much itself, except for something slightly sad, perhaps the ghost of an unfilled dream lurking behind his eyes. Harold rushed up to him, "So glad that you came to visit me," he greeted, pumping the old classmate's hand. George appeared a little dazed. "Excuse me," he said. "We went to school together, don't you remember?" Harold urged. Well, slowly the warmth of recognition dawned in George's expression. Indeed, he remembered now. His coming to the magazine office today was quite coincidental, he assured Harold. And he only imagined they'd be reunited after all of these years. And at once a flood of recollections washed over the two middle-aged men. The candy the principal used to give to the students. What was his name? Townsend? They were mints of some kind, weren't they? And the gymnasium. You remember the gym? The kids called it the madhouse because the brick walls were padded for safety. George liked wrestling in particular and roughhousing in general. Harold laughed out loud to be reminded of that, and the lunchroom, beef, carrots, and apple pie. Didn't they know how to fix anything else but beef and carrots and apple pie? Did you ever learn your arithmetic, Harold wanted to know. George grimly shook his head. Why had mathematics always been so hard for him? Well, you did pretty well, considering, Harold offered. What do you mean, George asked. It oughtn't to have been a sore spot, Harold thought. If George had been the first in his family to attend school, he should be proud of it, shouldn't he? He should be proud of it. But then Harold saw it again, that haunting, subtle sadness behind the eyes of his old school chum. They said goodbye that day in Harold's office, promising to keep in touch, knowing they probably would not. They had turned out so differently, after all. Though not as you might have guessed. For Harold, born into wealth, once a successful show business journalist and author, was driven to the gutter by three failed marriages and a love affair with alcohol. In fact, the magazine that he was now peddling, The Big Issue, was sold on the streets of London exclusively by homeless vendors. But once upon a close encounter of the nostalgic kind, December 4, 1997, two men met on Memory Lane and lingered a while and then parted. Neither certain which of the two had had the harder life, Clive Harold, the rich boy who became a pauper, or Charles, Philip, Arthur, George, the first heir to the British throne ever to attend school, just a boy who never got the hang of arithmetic, whom you know as England's Prince Charles. Only now you know the rest of the story.